You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. You know, God is beginning to move in a certain way, as spoken prophetically in this prophetic dream the Dutch Chief is going to share about, as we decree out what the ecclesia, the church, the leadership, the praying church, decrees out what God is saying. The angels are going to come and pick up those decrees, going to carry them to where they're supposed to be, over the schools, over education, over the church, wherever it's supposed to be. And it's going to open up like a white sheet, and it'll cover that school. It'll cover that church. It'll cover that community. As a matter of fact, all of America is going to be covered with the word of the Lord. And one of the things that was written on that particular proclamation, that decree, was saved. Decreeing out that your loved one's going to be saved. Decreeing out that America will be saved. And all of a sudden, the angels take that word. As a matter of fact, let's join Dutch Sheets now as he's talking about and decreeing, as God takes them back and shows them specifically George Washington, a founding father, and how God is going to take us back to our foundational roots, the original intent that he has for this nation. Let's go there now.
Started with a vision. This is the lady that had the America Shall Be Saved dream. She said, before going to sleep last night, I had a quick vision of a very large statue of George Washington. I told you, a lot of dreams sent to me about founding fathers or patriarchs, what they represent, ancient path, original purpose, truth, scripture, the ancient path that leads us where we need to be. George Washington, he was mounted on the back of a horse that was reared up. So the artist captured with the wind blowing, so it was like he was moving, or the wind was blowing, one of the two, because his hair was blowing back. I saw in his hand, he was leaning forward, and I saw in his hand what I first thought was a sword pointed out in front of him, but when I looked more closely, I saw it was actually a gun like those used in the Revolutionary War. But he's holding it with one hand like a sword. End of the vision, she said. Then I fell asleep and dreamed, and the same statue was in my dream. I knew it was in Washington, D.C., because I could see the lit up Lincoln Memorial and the cherry blossoms. And then she said, noticing these things seemed to be very significant in the dream. They are significant because it's March when the cherry blossoms blossom in Washington, D.C. I'm going to read the rest of this dream in a second, but I will be in Washington, D.C. with some people praying and decreeing and doing what this dream says in March. I'll either do it on my way here or after I leave here, depending on the cherry blossoms. You say, you're crazy. Yes, I am. And I take this stuff seriously. The gun that George Washington was holding was pointing toward the southwest. The statue could pivot. I don't know how far around it could pivot, she says in the dream, but I knew it could go from southwest to northwest because I saw it moving these directions. Something coming to the west coast in March. Probably revival. Under the front legs of the statue of the rearing horse, I saw Dutch Sheets. She talked to me, she said, when she wrote it, she put my name. She said, I saw you. I don't know who he was talking to. This is the main reason I'm going to read this thing to you, because what this next phrase. She said, I don't know who he was talking to, but he turned to his right, and he said, it's time. It's time. It is time. It's 2020 time. It's wind of God blowing the ship time. It's America shall be saved time. It's pull out all the stops and believe for a revival time. I said, it's time. That's what I said in the dream. I said, it's time. It was like what he was about to do had been reserved for a specific time. And he recognized this was that time. When he said, it's time, there was a long, huge megaphone. When she says huge, she means huge. This is all, could only happen in a dream. About the size of a 3 or 4 story building, this huge megaphone appears to the right side of where he was standing. He wasn't surprised by the sight of the megaphone. He just looked at it with a knowing thought. She thought in the dream, there's no way he can hold that up. Then suddenly, she said, although I hadn't noticed them before, there were hundreds of people standing lined up on either side of the megaphone. It's the ecclesia. It's the church. It's the praying church. They in unison lifted it up on their shoulders. She said, I felt this was significant that they put it on their shoulders. Well, that's it is, because shoulders in scripture represent government. They symbolize the shoulders of government. The government will be on his shoulder. The key of the house of David, the key of government on the shoulder. You can open and close. It's the ecclesia. It's the legislative people of God that understand they have the keys to bind and loose. This is the, not just the bride, this is the army. This is the ecclesia. You know, you understand the word ecclesia. It doesn't just mean church as in bride or a building. It means the legislating, governing body of Christ on the earth that legislate his kingdom. In his kingdom for him on earth. That's what the word means. That's who this is. So in unison, they lifted it up and positioned the mouthpiece of the megaphone in front of Dutch, who was standing under the statue. And here's what I think, another thing is very interesting. When this thing swiveled, when what the statue with the gunpoint would do this, then I would turn and the people would turn the megaphone and we would begin to decree wherever he was turned. It was the lining up of we today with the ancient markers and the original purpose, the father of the nation. And so there was this synchronization taking place. As the people would carry the megaphone and point it in whatever direction the gun was pointed, Dutch began to release decrees. That's the ecclesia. I don't know what the exact decrees were, but they had power in them, she said. As the decrees would come out the end of the megaphone, eagles would fly down and pick them up. Angels. There was no randomness to their flight. They knew exactly where they were to go with them. They would carry the decrees to the point of their assignment, and there they would drop each decree. When they dropped the decree, it would become what looked like a white sheet, like a flat sheet on a bed. These decrees are going to blanket the nation. Amen. Our prayers already are. They're covering the nation. Some would be dropped on land, some on buildings, some on churches, and she said even churches with steeples. These decrees were assigned to Washington, D.C., not just the Northwest and Southwest, but to D.C. and different parts of the entire nation. And there was no delay. The decrees were instantly delivered to their assigned places. As one eagle dropped one of the decrees, I saw written across it from corner to corner the word in all capital letters, saved. I don't know where it was dropped, and I don't know what the other one said, because they went everywhere, but she said, I did. I was shown one of them. It said, saved. America shall be saved. And I'll be in Washington. I'm just crazy enough to do it. I'll be there when the cherry blossoms are in bloom. And I'll be there with a company of the ecclesia making decrees across this nation and releasing the salvation of the Lord to America and the nations of the earth, because America is going to be saved. And God's about to amplify the voice of the church. He's about to make it bigger. He's about to make it more powerful. No more delay. You know, it's okay. I can live with delay. I've been decreeing some things for 20 years. This whole thing is a process, but I tell you now, we're moving into a season where we're going to decree things and we're going to see it begin to happen now, because we've moved into this season of breakthrough. We're in the valley of Rephaim, the valley of breakthrough, and we're going to start decreeing things, and the salvation of the Lord's going to break out over that place we decreed about, over government buildings, over schools, over churches, over hospitals, over people with cancer, over people that are dying, over people, and over gangs, over violent parts of the nation. God's about to blanket them with salvation. And it's time. Everybody say, it's time. I get the thing about waiting for the word, for the Lord to do what he needs to do. I get the 25-year delay for Abraham. But I also get the part where he comes to and says, it's time. A year from now, you're going to have a son. Sarah's going to have, not Hagar, Sarah's going to have a son.
Time. Can you say it's time? It's so exciting to see these things come into pass and, you know, preparing ourselves, believing the prophetic word of the Lord and preparing ourselves. We believe we're preparing for what God is going to do in a powerful way.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.